The Defense Data Podcast Series is brought to you by A3 Missions and Hitachi Vantara Federal. In each episode, we will shine a light into how today's defense organizations can best manage today's data tsunami and turn that data into actionable intelligence. Welcome to the premiere episode of the Defense Data Podcast Series. Today, we're speaking with Jim Norwood, Chief Operating Officer at A3 Missions. Jim also has 30 years of experience working in the Department of Defense and the intelligence community. And Jim will be discussing the challenges that today's defense organizations face when it comes to turning the ever-growing tsunami of data into actionable intelligence. And Jim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And let's start at a high level. If you don't mind, tell us about the data issues facing today's defense organizations.
Absolutely. You know, every defense organization receives an abundance of data from numerous and disparate data sources. This data is really what drives the informed decision making. But the challenge is that data is typically generated in multiple formats, whether it be structured, unstructured, or even semi-structured data. And it's oftentimes produced by proprietary systems and sensors, which require separate databases and sometimes even unique hardware and software. This results in silos whereby the challenge is to collate all that data into one common format in a single repository for interrogation, analytics, and ultimately decision making. It really doesn't matter whether your function is mission command, intelligence, targeting, cyber, logistics. It's all about understanding your data.
That's great. And you hit on one point that is perfect for our next question, which is about data sources. I mean, they seem to keep growing every day tremendously, and it creates additional challenges for actually leveraging this data in a valuable way. Can you tell us a bit more about that challenge?
Sure. The demand for knowledge is paramount to reducing risk, protecting the force, protecting the supply chain, maintaining operational agility, and just overall achieving the desired end state of whatever your mission happens to be. You don't achieve that knowledge without data. And as such, the data producing sensors continue to grow in relevance. We, being industry, have even established techniques to place sensors on existing platforms to generate data and collate that data input with emerging capabilities to provide a coherent understanding of system health and operational readiness.
That's great. And let's talk a little bit about the data silo issue. I know that's been an issue for a long time in the defense and intelligence communities as well. Tell us about why does the data silo issue, why does that continue to be a challenge?
The cylinders of excellence, or silos to misunderstanding. Many of today's data management systems were built specifically for a particular function, and usually by different companies. That oftentimes translates to a proprietary environment with unique software, different hardware, different data storage approaches, different data distribution mechanisms, and even different user interfaces.
Yeah, that's an interesting challenge. And another challenge that we're talking about today comes down to normalizing, visualizing, and ultimately analyzing the data. Tell us about some of the challenges. Really, it's bringing the data to life and making it truly actionable. Tell us about these challenges, too.
Yeah, it's really about the proprietary nature of the different systems that support the wartime functions. You know, in order to establish an environment where all data types and formats can be analyzed and understood rapidly via a simple and intuitive process, these organizations and programs of record must incorporate a capability that protects the sanctity of the data while also orchestrating and positioning in a common format that is easily searchable, understood, and visualized, leading to informed decision making.
That's great. And this plays perfectly into my next question here. Tell us about A3 Missions and some of the solutions and services you provide.
A3 Missions is a small systems integrator. We're also a service-disabled, veteran-owned small business. Our background is really in data management and data analytics. And we carried over a lot of our experience in uniform as well as government, civilian, and industry into designing relevant solutions that are actually meaningful to the government and solve real challenges.
That's great. What a perfect way to end this podcast. And you all just heard our first premiere episode of the Defense Data Podcast interview, where we spoke with Jim Norwood, Chief Operating Officer at A3 Missions. And Jim has 30 years of experience working in the Department of Defense and the intelligence community. And as you heard, Jim discussed the challenges that today's defense organizations face when it comes to turning the ever-growing tsunami of data into actionable intelligence. And Jim, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Defense Data Podcast Series, brought to you by A3 Missions and Hitachi Vantara Federal. To learn more about how A3 Missions can help your defense organization turn data into actionable intelligence, please visit www.a3missions.com.